would not make it like into two different Rishus Rabbim. But the Gemara says, Rovam Rova says no. Filu Linyan Shabbos, even Finyan Shabbos also, these things could divide up the field into two, or make into two different Rishus Rabbims, and therefore the law would be different. The Tanya would look like this. You carried out only Yechatzi Gregris, that's the half of the size to be chayy for on Shabbos, from your house to Rishus Rabbim, then you put it down. And then the chos of Oitzi Chatzi Gregris Acheris, Belem Echot, is chayiv. And then you took out a second Chatzi Gregris, also from Rishus Yechot to Rishus Rabbim, Belem Echot, you still did not remind yourself you did a Nisa, so then you chayiv, the chayiv Echatis. What about Bishnei Holomis? Let's say you realized in between what you did, and then you forgot and did a second time. So then Potter, then since each one Helom by itself was only Yechatzi Gregris, you have Potter from a Korban. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said it depends. Pehelim echot, even though you didn't remind yourself in between, there's one forgetting here. So Rishus achas chayif. If you took out these two chatzi gregris one after another, but you put them down in the same Rishus Rabbin, then you chayif chatis. But v'shtei Rishuyis potter. If you put one down on the right side and one down on the left side, and there's a hefstick in between, it's like two different Rishus Rabbins, then you're potter. Therefore, Snagei, what we're saying before, if these things are mastic, divides the Rishus Rabbim in half, will he be chayiv on Shabbos or not? And the Gemara says, the Yom Rabba Rabba said, Vushiyesh chiyav chatis b'neim, there has to be a hefstek of a chiyav chatis in between. Like Rashbam says, Yom Rabba, Eim l'sai chashiv ishtei Rishuyis, one of these called two different Rishuyis, Vushiyesh chiyav chatis b'neim, Shed Rishus Yochid ben Shem Rishus Rabbim, Shem Oitzi mimenu lehen, or mihen, Hichnis lechayim chatis tzuka choshev hefstik lasoysenstein. That's called a choshev hefstik. That will make it look like a two. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next day. You're holding on daf nun vov amar aleph. Just last gemara again we're talking about was a shiloh. What things divide up a rishus, a chotzer, or a soda into two? Was negayet hichas peye, hichas tumma, or in the sugi before we're talking about hichas kinyan. So when you make a chazoka on a nichse hager, so one chazoka helps for the whole field. So the question is, what is called the whole field? Now, last gemara was that Rav Omar on the Nunheim Abeza was that Rav said even in Shabbos also we have a chilik between two different shriyas. And the halacha was according to Rabbi Yosi, and the Rabbi Yosi said that behelam echod berishus achas chayiv. The top gemara nun vav and aleph b'shtei rishuyis potter. The Beis holds the case where a person took out first the chatzi gregris on Shabbos b'shogeg, and he took it out from rishus yochid into rishus rabbin. He put it down on one side, and then later behelam echad with the same forgetting, he went inside the house again and he took out another chatzi gregris, and again he brought it out to rishus rabbin. So he says, when are you chayiv chatzis? When is it called mitzarif? If both pieces were put down in the same Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Achas is Chayiv, but Bishtei Rishui is Potter. If they're in two different Rishus Rabbims, then you're Potter. So the difference, so the Chilik, what exactly divides up Rishus Rabbim to make it into two parts? To say that you'd be Potter on Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi says, even for Shabbos also, there's a difference exactly what divides up Rishus Rabbim. And on this, for Yomar Rabba, Rabba said, Vushiyesh Chiyiv Chatis B'neim. You know what you need to divide up to make it into two different Rishus Rabbins if there's a Rishus Yochid in between. If you have a Rishus that Shiyesh Chiyiv Chatis B'neim, which means a Rishus HaYochid, that makes it into two different Rishus Rabbins. Avo Karmelis Loi, but if there's only a Karmelis in between the two, that does not divide the Rishus into two. A Karmelis does not divide it up. Since the Karmelis is only Chai Midrabonim, Midirai sets a Mok of Tur, therefore, does not divide the two Rishus Rabbins into two. Now, Abaye Rama Abaye says, I feel a Karmelis. No, even though there's a Karmelis in between the two Rishus Rabbins, that's also enough to divide up the two. And if you carry out one Chatzi Gregris to the right, the one Chatzi Gregris to the left, you'll be Potter. Avo Pisla Loi, but a Pisla, just a log of wood, a piece of wood, that does not divide Rishus Rabbin. Avo Pisla Loi. Rav Amar Rava says, Afilu Pisla. No, even a Pisla also would divide up. And the Mora says, V'yozda Rava L'tayim, a Rava goes according to his own tam. The Amar Rava says, you should know, Rishus Shabbos Kirishus Gitin Dami, that the same things that divide up by Gitin are the same things that divide up the Hilchos Shabbos. What does that mean to say? So Rashi explains the Hilchos Gitin was brought down the minimum sechta Gitin, Rashbam, the Azaratim Hikno Lo Chatzeroy. Let's say the husband was Matna gave her present to his wife, a Chatzer, Lizgarish, in order that she should be able to receive the get. And the Zorach Lo Get, so the husband threw the get into that Chatzer. Now the Norfal Al Hapislo, let's say the get fell on a log, on a piece of wood in the Chatzer. Sheva Chatzer, so Locher is Eina Megereshes. At Rava Hol, she's not Megereshes. To a Pislo Mokya Macharu Bifnayatzmoy, because this pistol, this piece of wood, is called the place by itself. Vieina Bechla Chatzer is not part of the Chatzer. The Chatzer hit Nulo, and he only gave the Chatzer to his wife, not the Pislo. Therefore, Rava says the same thing, that by Gittin, you see a pistol, this piece of wood is called Rishus by itself, the same thing for Hilchos Shabbos also. So therefore, if you have a pistol or a piece of wood lying down in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and I divide it in half, so if you brought out the Chatzik Regus to one side, and then he carried out the other Chatzik Regus to the other side, he'll hold on Shabbos, should also be Potter. That's called that Rishus Shabbos, Rishus Gittin Dami. Now the Gemara says, Ein shom loy meitzar v'loy chatzev mai. What's going to be the law according to Rabbi Yochanan? And this is where we started off the sugya, that by nichse hager, where a ger dies, and somebody wants to come and be machzik, makes the chazok in his property is like hefker. So lachar is, that you make a chazok in part of the field, that helps for the whole field. But the question was, what's called one field and what's called two fields? Because if you make a chazok in one field, it does not help for the other field. So the Gemara before said Rav Yochanan said that a meitzar and a chatzev, if you have a boundary, or you have these special type of trees growing there, that divides it up into half. Now the question is, what's going to be if you have a nichse ger that has no boundaries to it? So very, very long ground. Very, very long a field. And there's no chatzev, there's no trees in between. My, how far down is it all called one land? To say that if you make a chazok in part of it, it helps for the whole thing. So Gemara says, Pirish Rebbe Marinus, Mishmoy, Rabbi Marinus explained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Kol Shenikras Al Shmoy, as long as it's called on his name. So Rashbam explains Kol Shenikras Al Sode Echod V'Loshen Yochad Al Shmoy Shekaron Lo Sode Ploini. As long as people call it his field, they call it like one field. That's enough to make it one field. People do not say like fields, but they just say it's his field. As long as they call it on his name like it's one field, no matter how long and how wide it is, it's all called one field. You make one chazak, it helps for everything. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? On the Rav Popo, the correlate, people call it Begargusa de Palnia. They call it like his field. Begargusa, Rash explains, Rashbam explains, Kolasode Shoya Hager Mashkemi Boroi. That this is the field that he used to irrigate it by himself. It's Akoba Mokashecha. Then the locher is, even though you only make one shovel, you only do one digging of the shovel to plow the field like, with that you're kind of the whole field. It's all called one big field. Now, Yosef Rabacho Baravio, Kai Med Rabasi, the Yosef, he was sitting there, Koma Mishmed Rabasi Babichanino. He said over the name of Rabasi Babichanino, Chatsuvo Mastik Benichsi Agir. Like we said before, that this chatsuva, these type of trees that are grown by the boundary, they divide up the land into two, and that's mafsik banichse ager. But if you make a chazoker on one side, you are not kind of the field on the other side. Now the Gemara says, my chatsuva, what is this chatsuva? So Rashi says, Rashbam, eza dovu machashivusa lichoshev kemetzer. What's so great about this? Why is it, why is it considered like the boundary? My chatsuva, omarav Yehuda omarav. With this type of growth, Yeshua planted an Eretz Yisrael by the boundary of each Shevet, between one Shevet and another Shevet. Rambam says, Shebay Tichum bin ben Shevet le Shevet, ben Yish le Yish, v'yishenu yonik le mikam le mikam. The mile of this type of a tree is that it does not spread from the right to the left, but rather grows straight deep down. So that's good to make for a boundary to know exactly where the end of the, your Shevet is. Now, v'yomer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, loimona Yeshua ela ayorois, hoim dois al hagvulin. That didn't say for Yeshua. We have a lot of different names or different cities. Yishno, we only mentions there the cities that are around the boundary. Because the aside of Sefer Yeshua is, to know exactly where the boundaries are of Eretz Yisrael, to know where exactly each Shevet has its boundary. So the cities that I mentioned inside it is mainly the one that tells where the boundaries of this of the each Shevet is. And Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Kol Sheherayu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, all the cities like in Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, and then Yeshua took them into Eretz Yisrael, is Chayiv B'Maiser. Those cities are considered Eretz Yisrael, that things that grow there is Chayiv B'Maiser. Now Tosfos speaks out, this Man Yama holds, that Kedusha Rishonah was Kitcha L'Shaita B'Kitcha L'Osa Lavoi. Even though there were cities that later on in Ola Bavo by the second Beis Hamikdash, they did not capture, it was only captured by Ola Mitzrayim, still they had the Kedusha the Chayiv B'Maiser, because that Kedusha is Hilya Olam. But all the cities that are captured by Ola Mitzrayim, by Yeshua, those are Mechuyiv B'Maiser. So Gemara says, Lafuke, Mai, what do you mean to tell me not like that? So Gemara first says, Lafuke, Kini, Kinizi, V'Kadmoini. These three cities, these were not cities given over by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, those are not considered Eretz Yisrael. Rashbam speaks out, even though of course Baruch gave Avraham Avinu, the Avtocha ben Avsarim, they'll get it, still it's not called part of Eretz Yisrael. Kamaisa. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer, Naftucha, Arvo, Vishalmo, these are the three cities that are also not part of Eretz Yisrael for Chiyuv Maisa. Rabbi Yudurama, Har Seir, Amoin Omoyev, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, are Diskim, Asiyov, Yaspamia. These three cities are cities that are not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, they're part that are not Chayiv in Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Hoyu Shnayim Idin Noisoi She'och Lo Shalishonim. Two Edim are made that Reuven ate in this field for 3 years. Does Reuven want to say now that he bought this field off Shimon, and he lost his shtar already, and the proof that he bought the field is the fact that he ate it these last 3 years, he has Shnei Chazaka. So Reuven has Shnei Chazaka. And now what happens is, V'nimtzu Zeimimim, we find out that these two Edim are Zeimimim.